The remains of 13 Indigenous people were handed back to Aboriginal leaders at a ceremony at Australia House in London overnight. Cambridge University and the University of Birmingham were among the institutions that returned the remains as part of a repatriation process. However, some institutions, like the British Museum, continue to defy the wishes of Indigenous people by refusing to return ancestral remains. Our Europe correspondent Steve Kinnane was at the handover ceremony for Saturday AM.
With his body painted and wearing traditional dress, Major Sumner from the Nurundjeri community conducted a smoking ceremony in Australia House, cleansing the sins of the past as the stolen remains of ancestors were handed over to Indigenous leaders.
We're taking them on to rebury them. We're taking them on because that's where they belong. We're taking them on because their spirit's been wandering for that long now.
Thousands of Indigenous remains were stolen from Australia, ending up in private collections, museums and universities around the world. Major Sumner, who is on the Advisory Committee for Indigenous Repatriation, says in some cases ancestral remains were dug up from grave sites. And he says in other cases whole families were murdered to satisfy the market for Indigenous remains.
And it's sometimes they had full families that were hunted down and murdered because people wanted to have the mother, the father, the children.
Because there was a marketplace for this.
There was a market for it, yeah.
The University of Birmingham was one of the institutions who handed back remains during the ceremony. Dr. June Jones apologised on behalf of the university.
They should have been left with their people, with their beliefs, with their practices in their soil. And I want to say that we're sorry. We didn't collect them, but we did hold them for many, many years until there was a process to bring them back home.
But not all British institutions are returning ancestral remains. The British Museum continues to refuse to repatriate the remains of three Torres Strait Islander people. Ned David, who co-chairs the Advisory Committee on Indigenous Repatriation and hails from the Torres Strait, says the British Museum needs to understand the pain that it causes his people.
The initial submission process resulted in the board basically refusing to return our people. This is wrong. And the right thing to do is to, return.
Steve Kinnane with that report from Australia House in London.